This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Yes, as you guys, I guess you guys have been calling it Team Messina. Right? Well, it's not for Tammy Messina, not Team. Right? Like the Mule Team? The Borax Team? I would be the jackass, don't worry about it. I wouldn't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there. A lot happening. Read the articles. I do appreciate the time you take reading the articles, letting us know what you think. I need more coffee mugs. So don't buy any tonight. Wait a couple days. Then buy some more coffee mugs. Always appreciate the time. Head over to Patreon. You can help support the show without actually having to buy anything. Just giving me your money. Skip one cup of coffee a month. Won't kill you. Some of you can skip a whole lunch a month, if you know what I mean. All right? And you can send that over. We'd love to have your money. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Let your friends know about the show. Let your loved ones, your unloved ones, and people that you just want to make nuts, let them know about the show. Tell them it's so left-leaning, you can't even listen to it. We'll make them nuts. Tom Hartman's asking me to be back on his show again. He wants to be on Thursday. What's that face for? I have fun with him.
Go right ahead.
No, seriously. He hates us all, and it's easy to play on hate. And they'll tell you they don't hate you, but they hate you. Anyway, so when Kimberly was on, one of the stories we didn't get to, that I wanted to get to, was the... Some of the murder capitals, if you would. Some of the places where most amount of this crime is taking place. And when you look at where they are, guess who runs them? When you're talking about Miami and California, right? Chicago. Washington State. New York. Who runs them? Now, the murders in the U.S. are very, very, very concentrated. It's not like it's running rampant all over the country. No, no, no. 54% of the U.S. counties back in 2014 had zero murders. 54%. 2% of counties had 51% of the murders. 2% of the counties, right? I mean, come on, think about that. Shouldn't, if gun violence is happening all over the place, if it's running rampant everywhere, if having more guns is bad, I mean, shouldn't the areas that have a boatload of guns have extremely high crime rates? And shouldn't Chicago have almost a zero crime rate? In 2014, the most recent year the county-level breakdown is available. See, they're a couple of years behind. They're trying to figure out how to hide things. 54% of the counties with 11% of the population have no murders. 69% of counties have no murders. I'm sorry, no more than one murder. And about 20% of the population in these counties account for only 4% of all murders in the county. Now, the worst 1% of the counties have 19% of the population. And 37% of the murders happened in the worst 1% of the counties. Now, the worst 5% of the counties contain, ready, 47% of the population and account for 68% of the murders. So the more dense, right, the more citified the areas are, the higher the crime rate, the higher the murders are. Think about it. Now, murders actually used to be even more concentrated from 77 to 2000. About 73% of counties in any given year had zero murders. Now, it might be that the shade is a result of the opioid epidemic. Maybe it spread more to more rural areas. But when you get past that study, John Lotz wrote a book, More Guns, Less Crime. He shows how dramatically counties with states vary from with respect to murder and other violent crimes. And he's got all the charts in his books to show you. He breaks it down by number, by area. Right? I mean, you can't make a broad statement, just like we can't either. We can't say if you have more guns, you have less crime. Because Chicago has more guns. That's just not legal. And they're from people that are already felons. They're the ones that have them. That's what makes it bad. In 2013, the murder rate was... I'm not from New York, though, so that one's not... In 2014, the murder rate was my lip. Oh, God. Let's try this a little differently. In 2014, the murder rate was 4.4 per 100,000 people. If the 1% of the counties with the worst number of murders somehow were to become a separate county, the murder rate in the rest of the U.S. would have only been 3.4%. Hello? Think about that. But we've all heard this, but the left won't acknowledge it at all. If you took away Chicago, New York, you take away Detroit, take away Miami, I mean, we go through a whole list, L.A., you take these cities out of the mix, and our murder rate drops substantially. Well, who runs those cities? Come on, give us a thought. Who runs those cities? Who runs those counties? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll break down L.A. County, Los Angeles, a little bit more when we come back from the break. You listen to the Real Side. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do, too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music.
No, you can't touch this because I'm in a bunker somewhere in Los Angeles County. Can't even get close. I am Joe Messina, your host. It's always having, you know what? Limbaugh stole it, but it's the truth. I'm having way too much fun. Some nights I don't have so much fun because it's the stories that bother me. You know, they trouble your heart. But other than that, most of the time I have real fun with the nut jobs out there. Yes, 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 I do. 855-RealZero, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Now listen, on that Facebook thing, if you want to help us get the message out, I need you. You need to do something. I know that I'm not picking on you, but I am. You need to do something. You know what that something is? I need you, when the show starts, you grab the link and share it with a bunch of your friends. It's really that simple. It's not a big deal. Just if you're not ashamed of the show, you're not ashamed of what you believe, you're not ashamed of, or maybe, you know, if you don't like the person I have on, okay, I get it. Don't share that particular hour. But share the show. It helps drive the numbers up. And when we go to get sponsors, and some sponsors don't even want commercials. They just want to sponsor the show. And then you won't have to put up with, you know, 7.5 minutes of commercial break. You know what I'm saying? Boy, you can listen to me more. Yeah, well, anyway. So we're talking about how the majority of the areas with the highest crime rates, some that have some of the toughest gun laws, guess who runs them? Chicago, Detroit, New York. Shall I go on? Right, when you look at the highest at the individual counties with the highest number of murders, right, you find that the largest areas with few murders take Los Angeles County, like with 526 murders in 2014, the most of any county in the U.S. Right? Now, the county has virtually no murders in the northwestern part of the county. There was only one murder in Beverly Hills, Hawthorne, Van Nuys, clearly different parts of the county. And like everywhere else, these places, you know, have different cultures, I'll put it that way. Now, like we, Miss Tammy and I live in the northwest part of the county. We'll have no murders here, thank you very much. The map below, yeah, the map that I'm looking at shows the distribution of murders in Indianapolis with 135 murders. Now, the city extends well beyond, you know, the freeways that surround the city. And there's only four murders outside the loop. So the murders are happening inside the city, in and around the city, inside where the high density is. The same thing in Los Angeles, inside where the high density is. Right? Washington, D.C., just outside of Washington, D.C., but right where the major part of the city is. Right? In the first 4 months of 2017, there were 250 murders in Chicago. Right? Think about it. 200. So when you look at these cities and who they're run by and the rules that they have, and how they can actually respond, it's a whole different animal. You know? And the problem is, part of this is the problem the way that they report these things. Or I shouldn't say they report these things, how they log them. Right? You know, mass murder is, I think it's two or more. Yeah, two or more. But they need to be broken out into when they're, let me see. Robbing a liquor store and they get shot. Whether the cops shoot them or the owner of the liquor store shoots them. Right? You need to break out suicides. You need to break out self-defense. Why wouldn't you? Right? The majority of murders committed in this country are committed in very small, high densely populated areas. Ain't that hard? And then part of it is, my understanding is you really can't get real numbers from tribal agencies. They're not required by law to report. I mean, if you think about this, they do get to do their own thing. The Indian reservations, the Native American reservations, whatever you want to call them. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending. I'm going to try to get John Lott on soon. Because he is like the gun guru expert. He knows the numbers. He knows what they mean. You know, you guys, we don't at all give any kind of credence or or any kind of honor to these music stars. You know, to me, they're all the same. You got a gift, you got a talent, use it, and leave me alone. I mean, it's really what it boils down to. Just leave me alone with it. You know, recently there was a story that came out, and why they waited so long. But it was just released, I don't know, within the last day. Prince's toxicology. Remember Prince? Right, so you had Prince, you have Michael Jackson, you have, I don't know, just name a star. Name some of these stars that have died from overdosing. Died because of, you know, a drug issue. Not some of you go, oh, here he goes. You know what? Joe, they have a drug problem. But I always love this. Who helped them get there? Who helps them with their drug problem? Who gives them this stuff? Look at why. Is it all the money they have? Is it all the fame that they have? And why aren't the people around them, you know, it's all about money, right? And we hold these people up in high esteem. It's all about the money. Think about it. These guys want the money. Yeah, they're artists and they love their music and all that. But when the money starts coming in, all of a sudden, changes everything, doesn't it? So, the toxicology report that came back on Prince was finally let out there. So that he had, you know, let's just say he had exceedingly high concentrations. I guess it's fentanyl. In his body. And, you know, we tell our kids to chase after this stuff. They hold these celebrities in high esteem. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Okay, so I like horns and drums. All right, so how many of you out there remember the Moog synthesizer? Because, you know, that's what the song was played on. Right? The Edgar Winter. The Winter Brothers. You're lost. I'm enjoying it because I remember what that thing looked like. He had a piano wrapped around his neck. I don't know how that guy walked up right after that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being, just part of the conversation. You know, just really being part of the conversation. I'm getting little messages from Trumpsters, anti-Trumpsters, and I told you so-sters. You know, until things play out, you don't really know what's been planned. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what the plan is with the $1.3 trillion budget that was just signed. And some of you that are like hardcore, never compromise, good luck with that. And I'm not saying you never compromise your principles. But sometimes this certain jogs we make or people in legislature make to get what they want. And I do not believe for a minute that Trump's goal is to make sure that he keeps funding Planned Parenthood. That he keeps spending some of that money. See, over $700 billion is for our military. Now, I know that doesn't make it okay 100%. But these guys haven't had raises in forever, decent raises, right? The equipment that they need has been decimated for the last 30 or 40 years. All started under Billy Bob Clinton. Too busy chasing women around the White House than making sure that our men and women had the equipment they needed to be safe, at least, while they protect his butt. I also believe that there's money hidden in there for the wall, but that's my own personal opinion. Some of the things that I'm reading and some of the things that, you know, they don't always do with the money. When the budget's rolled out, doesn't mean that people always get the money they're looking for. Just because it's in the budget doesn't mean it always makes it to the project. Anyway, so step back. Take it easy. Don't have a fit. And my question is, who else do you have? Can you imagine anybody else than Donald Trump sitting in that seat today that would get as much done with the current spineless, weenie, Congress we have? Seriously. I think part of the reason he screams Republicans is because he's willing to work with the Democrats. He's made that clear. Would you have shut... I mean, I'd have to ask you guys, would you have shut down the government on Friday? You know who always takes it in a negative way when that happens? It's the Republicans. And it's not because we deserve it. We deserve it because we don't know how to get our message out. We deserve it because we don't know how to play offense. All we've ever played is defense. It seems to be that's all we ever do. Anyway, I was talking about stars, celebrities, singers, music players that we hold in such high esteem. And we wish they weren't drug addicts. We wish they weren't living the lifestyle they live in. But I look at you and I look at your kids and you wonder why your kids are so screwed up at times when they hold these people in such high esteem and they die of these drug overdoses. They're living these lives of indulgences. What do you think these kids are going to think is available to them? What do you think they're going to be looking up to or looking to do? Prince was found in an elevator at his, I guess it's Paisley Park Estate. A lot of the time we're asking, had to do with drugs, right? But most people wouldn't believe it. So, you know, even, and another one, he says he suffered from chronic pain. Michael Jackson said he suffered from chronic pain. The level of micrograms that he had in his system was so high that they couldn't believe he was still walking. He was at like almost 68% or 67.0 micrograms. And most people croak at 58. So his body must have built up a tolerance or to it. Right? So these guys head down these roads of, you know, drug usage and indulgences, and they can get there. You know, would a doctor have kept prescribing him that much, allowed him to take that much, if he wasn't infatuated with Prince or getting paid really, really, really good money? It's just some of those things that pop up and irk me from time to time where I go, look, they're no different than you. So they can sing. Ooh. That doesn't make them any better than me. 855 Real Joe. Okay, sky is falling. Remember all you doomsdayers the other day? Oh, God, I was watching some of you guys, you know, on that interweb thing. And I was just rolling over, going, my God, you guys are having a heart attack. Over what? The stock market. You know, dropped 1,500 points. Oh, my God, it's over. Look at what he's done to the economy. You let the Dems. I just popped into their little Facebook pages in place. I did the LOL thing. Like, you guys are so sick, so deranged. Percentage-wise, not dollar-wise. Percentage-wise, this has happened over the decades. This market is due to reset. We'll talk more. What's his name? David Fisher. We'll talk more with David Fisher about this on Wednesday. But this was not unexpected. And then what happened? After all the freaktoids went out of their minds, guess what happened? The Dow recorded its biggest one-day point gain since 2008. Wonder who was around in 2008. And why was that? Because we've opened up talks with China to try to avoid a trade war, which means we didn't give them everything they want. We're going to pull them towards our side a little bit. It's never been done before. Nobody's ever worked out a deal. Look, this is like for years and years and years. You know, I give this example because it's extreme and I do it on purpose. You know, you're not involved in your kids' lives. You're not directing and guiding them. And then all of a sudden you start to get their case about what they're doing, how they're living their lives. And your 16-year-old turns around and looks at you and says, wait a minute, all of a sudden you want to be my dad? All of a sudden, you want to be my mom? You're going to tell me what to do all of a sudden? It's the same thing here. We've been letting the Chinese and others get away with these trade imbalances for years. To slam them hard and fast? Yeah, probably wouldn't be the best idea. But see, they don't know what Trump will do. They don't know whether he'll fly off the handle and slam down and start a trade war. They don't know. That's an uncertainty nobody wants to screw with. Look at our little fat Asian guy. You know, Kim Jong eats a lot. I mean, think about it. He wasn't giving up. He was gonna nuke us. He was willing to let it go. He was willing to let it happen. And what's he doing now? Their nuclear program has pretty much come to a halt. China did get involved a little bit, but I'm telling you, the comment that I have a bigger button and it works, that's what stopped him. That's what scared that guy. That's what made that guy stop and think and say, this is not something we ought to be doing. I'm not joking. I'm serious. I know some of you are sitting there cringing. Well, we're not supposed to threaten other people. Well, guess what? Sometimes that's what it takes. Even the bully in the playground. You need to look at him sometimes in the face and go, you know what? You hit me. You beat on me. And I will sneak up with a 2x4 and beat your brains in one of these days. And just stare at him. And I guarantee you that bully will never lay a hand on you again. And sometimes that's just what it takes. Everybody's concerned with this thing with Putin. You know, Putin saying, you know, if he has to, he will unleash the nuclear war on this, on not just his country, on the world. Not going to do it. He's not going to do it. It's going to hurt his people, too. It's going to make it impossible for him to do anything, too. They're not stupid men. They're two guys trying to show who's tougher. Putin has lost this battle before. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Brain whippers of other people's bottoms.
Come on, will you make the wave the flag? Let me see. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I know it takes time out of your life, takes time out of your day. And, you know, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. A lot of good things coming up soon. A lot of things that I don't want to talk about yet, but I will soon. You know, and we definitely... We're working towards a larger audience. We're being exposed to more. And you know what? It's because of you. It's because of your push, because of phone calls that you guys are making to certain stations and what have you that are helping the show to grow. So keep up the good work so I can keep up the fight. I don't mind the fight as long as I have support. I have no support. I ain't fighting for myself because I got other things I could be doing. So we were talking about how the naysayers, you know, Trump's going to, the economy's dying. It's this thing he's going to do with the trade is going to kill us. It's going to send us into a tizzy. We're all going to be eating out of soup kitchens. I'm tired of it. I'm not only tired of it, I'm done with it. I'm not giving these guys this kind of, I'm just not going to give them this kind of time anymore. I read it on Facebook, I get the biggest kick out of it, and the reason I go there to begin with is I do want to see what the loons are saying. I want to see what they're thinking. But what I think is funny is they never complained, never, ever, ever complained about the anemic recovery under Obama. Other than the small percentages the market climbed. Right? I mean, virtually nobody got a raise the whole time Obama was in office. And when they talk about people going off the unemployment rate, notice that the employment rate wasn't rising as much as people were moving over to disability. But this week, the Dow recorded its biggest one-day point gain since 2008. Wasn't that hard? You know, and again, these are percentages, not dollar amounts. That's what kind of makes it a little weird. So the Dow climbed close to 700 points, or almost 3%. Right? The NASDAQ rose about 250 points, again, almost 3%. And the S&P 500 picked up 70 points, again, almost 3%. Now, last week was a disaster week if you were in the stocks. But if you had nerves of steel, if you had good people, if you had listened to David Fisher from Landmark Capital, as he was saying, relax. The market's going to respond to these things. Relax. The rally forwarded followed the worst week by equities in more than 2 years. A lot of investors were concerned about the tariffs and targeting China. The other thing I've learned through all of this, too, is a lot of this is those darn computers, you know, they're set to sell off at certain points. They're set, when they see a market doing something, they're set to start selling. So when you have all these computers that are automated, that are seeing something happen in the market, and they go to sell, it sets off other computers. It truly is a domino chain type of thing. So, you know, China responded that it would pursue reciprocal tariffs. That set the market into a tizzy. And the president was willing to wait it out. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News that he had spoken to Chinese officials, adding that he's hopeful that the two sides can reach an agreement on trade. Now, reports suggest that the U.S. is seeking greater access to Chinese markets. That's part of the negotiating. You know, Trump is not going to walk away with walk away from the table with nothing. Can somebody tell me where he's done that? Because he hasn't done it yet. You know, I'm not kidding. You've not seen President Trump walk away from the table, a negotiating table, without either a leg up or getting something that he was, you know, that he wasn't promised when they started. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, did you guys hear about the reporter that was kicked out of Michelle Obama's conference? Yeah, I mean, a reporter. You know what he was kicked out for? What they're referring to, jokingly referring to, as the Black Girl Code. Right? So the Black Entertainment Television Channel recently hosted a conference in South Florida for black women known as Leading Women Defined, which features a casual conversation between former First Lady Michelle Obama and former senior White House advisor Valerie Jarrett. I mean, oh, there's a great couple, huh? Now, according to the New York Post, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who was in attendance was booted from the remainder of the conference after she wrote an article about some of the comments Obama had made during the discussion. Robin Given, a fashion critic and staff writer for the Washington Post, documented the highlights of the friendly chat between Obama and Jarrett. Some of the highlights, let's see, I thought they were transparent. I thought the Obamas didn't have anything to hide, at least that's what they kept saying. Former First Lady thoughts on President Donald Trump's inauguration as the Obamas prepared to leave the White House and the role she played during the 2008 election. Her difficulty settling in as the spouse to the president. How she described her White House garden as a subversive act. She tried to curb her trust with the public. And her upbringing memoir, of course, Given also wrote about what Obama was wearing. After all, she is a fashion critic. So Mrs. Obama laid out where she thought she was in friendly territory. She laid out why she did some of the things she did. some of it being a subversive act. She didn't like being a spouse. What did she want to be to the president? Does she want to be the president? Does she think that the couple is president and vice president? Following the publication of the article, according to page 6, BET demanded that Gibbon leave the conference. Right? They said that she had violated a sacred space by publishing content of a conversation. What did she publish that was a lie or that was wrong? No, really, seriously. What's so bad about it? We all know that she hated being in the White House. We all know that she hated the role she played. She was very obvious about it. Seems that they also canceled a panel discussion that Gibbon initially had been asked to moderate. However, page 6 noted that BET's claim that Obama discussion was private and not intended to be shared with anyone else didn't hold up to scrutiny, given the fact that BET itself posted clips of the discussion on the site, but only the ones they wanted people to see. Furthermore, Jared also posted those clips. So they just didn't want the whole thing told. They didn't want it told in the way it was told. But shortly after, the dispute descended into a sharp back and forth on social media between Gibbon and others who were irked at what she had done. Right? Several critics asserted that the conversation had been off the record, an assertion Gibbon flatly denied, and one that claimed a reporter had violated a sacred trust between, ready for this one? Now, these are what others said about her, not Joe, that she had violated a sacred trust between black women. So I guess it's some kind of unwritten rule with black women that you never make each other look bad or maybe make them look bad or do something that might make them look bad. Everybody else is open season, I guess. Unreal. Right? Black girl code. Can you imagine that? I got a white Italian code. That's right. Another said what she had done was a complete violation of journalistic ethics and a black girl code. While still another asserted that in a hashtag that Gibbon was not one of us. What does that mean? She's not one of the black girls? She's not on the inside? Was she banished from this exclusive group? BET representatives told Page 6 that Gibbon had been invited as a guest, not working press. Although they didn't mind other things she wrote, apparently. She was invited to moderate a fashion panel. She noted that her travel and lodging expenses had been paid for by the network. Okay, so, yeah. I get the biggest kick out of this. Again, weren't the Obamas going to be the most transparent administration in history? The seas were going to part, the light was going to shine, everything they were going to be doing was going to be done out in the open, right? And then that Love Trump's Hate group ripped her apart on Twitter. Wasn't that just peachy keen of them? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen, Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Listen, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And turn somebody, inform somebody, change someone. We'll catch you tomorrow.